This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 250 Israelis killed, more than 1,000 wounded, thousands of Palestinian militants infiltrated Israel from Gaza by land.
A Hamas spokesman said the attack was in response to what it called the desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and an increase in Jewish settler attacks on Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Hamas that it will pay a price.
Since the morning, Israel has been at war. Our first goal is to clean the area from those who have infiltrated it and to return security and quiet to the areas that were attacked. The second goal, at the same time, is to exact a huge price from the enemy.
Israel launched a series of airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza and cut electricity to the densely populated strip. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
President Joe Biden is pledging full support from the United States.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Days after a deadly missile strike killed dozens in a small Ukrainian village, UN and local investigators are searching for answers. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Excavators cleared the rubble of the only cafe that existed in the village of Hrotsa. Dozens of people had gathered in the cafe for a dead soldier's wake when a Russian missile struck. Danielle Bell, who led the UN team that visited Hrotsa, said initial investigations have indicated that all of those killed were civilians. Lyubov Kozir lost her daughter and her son-in-law in the Russian missile attack. As she looks at a photo of them on her phone, she tells the AP, "I feel pain, terrible pain. My soul is torn apart. My darlings." Only six people in the cafe survived, and the town is trying to fathom why and how the wake was targeted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bipartisan congressional delegation led by U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is in China Saturday as the first stop of an Asian tour. While there, Schumer called out Chinese companies for fueling the U.S. fentanyl epidemic.
Fentanyl has become the number one killer of U.S. residents ages 18 to 49. And while Chinese companies no longer manufacture the drug, several still make the precursor chemicals used in making it. During a meeting with Shanghai Communist Party Chief Chen Qiying, Schumer said the companies are contributing to the poisoning of U.S. communities.
Every one of us knows families who have lost young men and women to fentanyl. And the fentanyl comes, 90% of the fentanyl is estimated come from precursor chemicals that come from China, go to Mexico, and then come into the United States.
Schumer says he believes the issue is one on which China and the U.S. can work together. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Rescuers in India have found more bodies as they dug through slushy debris and ice, cold water, and a hunt for survivors after Glacial Lake burst through a dam. Hundreds of rescuers recovered six more bodies early Saturday, taking the death toll up to 47. At least 150 people remain missing. The flood began shortly after midnight Wednesday when the waters of a glacial lake overflowed, cracking open the biggest hydroelectric dam in the state. But weather has made rescue efforts more challenging. Police say nearly 4,000 tourists were stranded in two locations in the northern part of the state where floods had washed away roads. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.